Track 7, more news. Children invited to Royal Carol Service. Children who benefited from a Teignbridge charity were invited to take part in the Princess of Wales Christmas Carol Service. The Princess hosted her fourth Together at Christmas service at Westminster Abbey. Youngsters who had been helped by Ken Ford-based charity Go Beyond, which gives children and young people facing serious challenges in their lives the chance for a break, were invited to the service. This year, Her Royal Highness wanted to celebrate the many people supporting those in need and individuals who have inspired, counselled, comforted and shown love. The service featured a short film about the charity. The film highlights six young carers aged between 8 and 13 who go above and beyond every day to show empathy and support to their families. The carers visited Go Beyond at its Cornwall Centre, and the young people visited the charity's coastal centre in Parr, where they enjoyed time away from their usual responsibilities and immersed themselves in nature. During the visit, the young carers were able to take part in outdoor activities and create new friendships and peers who understood their unique challenges. The children were all invited to the service. Centre manager Sharon Ristalek, who accompanied the children, said, "We were incredibly honoured that our charity was chosen to feature in the service. Go Beyond gives them a place where they can feel safe and cared for. Our centres provide children with the chance to discover nature, friendship and hope for a brighter future."
Almost 100 people sat down to enjoy lunch together at the Strand Centre in Dawlish. Organised every year, the festive feast of traditional turkey is provided for people in the town who would otherwise be on their own for Christmas. This year, 96 people sat down to the dinner and all the trimmings cooked by the centre manager, Paul Lentil. Father Christmas, otherwise known as John Birch, popped in on his sleigh, or scooter, to hand out gifts to everyone there. Mayor of Dawlish, Lynn Goodman Bradbury, and her consort went along to join in the festivities. Musical entertainment was provided by Stephen Nash on piano and Alison Foden on violin. One of the organisers, Mari Whitehead, said, "A very happy Christmas day was had at the Strand Centre. Thanks to Ducky Delish, who donated generously again this year, many people said how good it was to have company for part of this special day. It has been a very busy Christmas season at the centre. Ahead of the big day and getting everyone in the spirit of Christmas, entertainment supremo Tony Liddington was back at the centre with his candlelit reading of Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol. The lunch was just part of the Strand Centre's year-round activities. Its efforts were rewarded before Christmas with a cash award from the co-op's Winner Shares It All prize draw. Each month, 10 co-op members win £5,000 cash for their chosen local community cause. Some of the winning money is to be used to improve disabled access, such as getting a stairlift to rooms on the upper floor."
Final cut for Tony. After 62 years of cutting hair and styling beards, a Teignmouth barber hung up his scissors for the final time on Christmas Eve. Tony Colkin, who is 77, comes from a long line of barbers. He started his career in Coventry in Colkin's, the family business his grandfather opened in 1922. Tony relocated to Teignmouth in 1982 after the birth of his daughter. He had grown to love the town after spending childhood summers visiting his grandparents, who ran a guest house on Glendara Road. "When I was 8 or 9, I used to get the train from Coventry and spend the summers here visiting my grandparents," Tony recalled. His parents would be working through the holidays, so he would travel alone. "I would be put on a train from Coventry and be met at Bristol by a guard who would then put me on the train to Teignmouth," he continued. "I always told to look for the letters, as that's when I would have to get off," he added. On moving to Teignmouth, Tony opened a barbershop on the Triangle, aptly named Tony's. He considered retiring 12 years ago and sold the business to Gareth Parsons, who renamed it Scallywags, but decided to continue wielding his scissors and clippers on a part-time basis. The best thing about working as a barber has been the people, Tony said. Through barbering, I've met some great people and it's opened a lot of doors. Tony is not exactly sure what the future holds, but has a few things planned. His colleagues at Scallywags also have plans for him in the new year and are arranging a party to celebrate his retirement. Today has been hard, Tony said, as he prepared to cut one last head of hair. But I'm grateful for my health and I'd like to thank the town for supporting me over the years.
Knit and Natter Group's Christmas gift for Kingscare. A group of knitting ladies' annual Christmas lunch was an extra special affair this year as they presented a local charity with a cheque. Kingstayton Knit and Natter Circle's festive feast at the 10 Tours Inn on Tuesday, December the 17th, saw their chosen charity, King's Care, represented by manager Maggie Bonnell, presented with a cheque for £330. The cheque was given to Maggie on behalf of the group by Kingstayton Mayor Councillor Ron Pert. But that was not the end of it, as each member had bought Maggie a gift. Kingstayton Knit and Natter Circle, and the oldest member of which is 96 years old, was formed 4 years ago by Sue Welland. The group enjoys a monthly lunch, two organised craft-related outings each year, and of course their Christmas lunch. Sue said the group were very honoured to be supporting King's Care.
The South Devon Railway are steaming into the new year in style this weekend with the return of its highly anticipated Winter Steam Gala. Running from Friday the 3rd to Sunday the 5th of January, the annual event will feature an impressive lineup of steam locomotives offering enthusiasts and families a memorable experience on one of the UK's most scenic heritage railways. Rail enthusiasts will be able to experience the nostalgia of the golden age of travel with four impressive locomotives timetabled across the three-day event. Along with two locomotives from the South Devon Railway home fleet, the Winter Steam Gala will showcase two visiting steam locomotives. One of these is the Peckett and Sons locomotive number 1940, Henbury, making a rare visit away from its home base of the Bristol Harbour Railway. Staying on from its duties hauling the Polar Express, GWR built 2800 class locomotive number 2807 will be appearing in GWR wartime black, making a welcome change to the liveries more commonly seen. South Devon Railway is proud to offer an intensive timetable for this event, providing ample travel opportunities throughout the three-day gala along its scenic line following the River Dart from Buckfastleigh to Totnes.
Joy at winning cash grant for school trip. Pupils at a Newton Abbott Primary School are looking forward to an adventure after winning a cash grant. Highwick Community Primary and Nursery School in Newton Abbott got a seasonal surprise by winning £5,000 grant to put towards a school trip for pupils. The school was selected at random in a prize draw of schools which are regular users of Education Recruitment Agency Teaching Personnel's new MyTP staff app, which is designed to make it easier for schools to find and book supply teachers and support staff. Teaching Personnel has been running the draw since the start of the autumn term, with every supply teacher booked through the app earning school one entry into the draw for the chance of winning one of the three 5,000 school trip grants. Highwick Primary School office manager Tracy Lowe said she was incredibly emotional and happy when she was told the school was one of the winners. She said the idea that we can give children the opportunity to go somewhere they've never been before or experience something they may never have had the chance to is truly heartwarming. We are excited for what's to come and can't wait to see the joy on the children's faces when they unveil the details of this special trip. Their excitement and happiness will make all the planning worthwhile. This prize is not just a reward, it's a chance to broaden horizons and create lasting memories. We know how important it is for children to explore beyond the classroom, to learn through real-world experiences, and to create moments that inspire them.